Last October, The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints decided men could begin serving missions at age 18 instead of 19, and women at 19 instead of 21. Because of this change, President Albrecht of Utah State University formulated a task force to research the effect the age change would have on fall 2013 enrollment and develop recruitment strategies. Vice President of Student Services at Utah State University, James Morales, talks more about these recruitment strategies.
We did lose over 1,300 students. But the fact is that because of our aggressive recruiting strategies, we have made up more than half of those students.
USU has significantly combated low enrollment by acquiring funding for rigorous out-of-state recruitment. It is projected that enrollment at USU will lose 650 more students in the fall 2013 semester. However, USU hopes with further recruitment strategies to significantly deplete that number. Vice President Morales also talks about future culture changes he sees coming at Utah State because of the age change.
So in 2 years, we're going to have a freshman class that's made up now of two types of students. We're going to have students that are coming out of high school that never intend to go on a mission. And then we're going to have a freshman class that's made up of students who are coming back from these missionary experiences who are 20 years old.
Because of the age change decision, the number of Mormon missionaries has surpassed 75,000 worldwide and is expected to swell to 85,000 by the year's end. For Utah Public Radio, this is Taylor Halverson.